You can have all the Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio podcast with our new app. Just search your app store, Apple, Android, Kindle. We don't care what you use. Search the app store for Explorations Early Learning. Download the app. Give it a try.
Welcome to Q&A with T&K. They've surfed the interwebs. They've contemplated, ruminated, and speculated. They've checked the teletype, and now they're ready to answer your questions. Here are your hosts, Tiffany and Kristen.
Hello, and welcome to Q&A.
With T&K, I'm Kristen.
I'm Tiffany. She's Tasha.
Yeah, we've got Tasha Johnson with us today.
They invited
today.
Me back again.
Woohoo! So, what's the question, Tiffany?
The question is, what's the deal with naked Barbies? This was submitted by Jeff. Mm-hmm. Jeff Johnson, who lives in the house that we're in right now. And I also brought it up because I walked through the playroom and there was just a couch covered in naked Barbies.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh.
Yes, oh.
Yes, they're all naked?
Yes. They're all naked.
The granddaughter likes to use furniture as houses. So the couch is available for the new Barbie house and they're naked.
And they're naked.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So we invited Rowan on the show a little while ago.
Yeah.
To talk about her naked Barbie.
Yep. And of course we had to do an intro and an outro with Rowan.
Yes.
Because it was really us on the Rowan show.
Yes.
Really?
It was.
No. You're kidding.
So let's cut to the Rowan show.
Okay, here we go. Okay.
Hello and welcome to Q&A.
With T&K. I'm Kristen.
I'm Tiffany. And we have a very special guest.
Rowan.
Hi, Rowan. How are you today?
I'm here today because I like doing podcasting.
You sure do like doing podcasts. So the way that Tiffany and I, our show works, is that we ask a question and then somebody asks. You send mm-hmm. Papa out of the room.
So he doesn't annoy us or just say something really loud because we don't want him to annoy us, huh?
No, not at all.
Does he have to go downstairs while we record?
Yeah.
So this question.
There's that by Papa. He's evil to me.
He's evil to you. Oh, that would hurt Papa's feelings.
I know that.
Yeah. So the question that came in is, why are Barbies always naked?
Well, so they can have naked parties.
Naked parties are naked. Tell us a little bit more about that. What's a naked party?
Well, it's when you don't wear diapers, no underwear, no clothes.
And would this party be fun?
Well, it kind of is fun to be naked and party all day.
Rowan, is this something you do regularly? Or is it just something Barbies do?
Well, sometimes I do stuff I like to do, and then sometimes I get to do Barbie stuff.
Oh, so the Barbies are the ones who want to have the naked party?
Mm-hmm.
So do the Barbies in this house have clothes?
Well, they have dark clothes that my tutu finds old ones, and then I have my own that I keep.
Okay, so tell us more about those clothes. Are they hard to put on the Barbies? Or
some of them are hard to put on them, and some are easy.
Mm. So is part of the reason that your Barbies don't wear clothes is because the clothes might be hard to get on them?
Well, sometimes they want to wear clothes.
Sometimes they do want to wear clothes.
And sometimes they just want to have a naked party.
Right.
That's all I can say right now.
So that was a really fun conversation that we had with Rowan. And one thing that I was trying to deduct, maybe kind of a hypothesis that I made, was that maybe Barbies are naked because their clothes are hard to get back on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Barbie clothes are really hard to get on.
Well, yeah. Rowan has some, like, ball gowns or formal wear. I mean, it's just simple. You slide the legs in, and then you Velcro it up the back. That's it. Or they might have some spaghetti straps.
Mm-hmm.
But the other ones?
But have you ever tried, like, a pair of pants? Have you ever
leggings?
Tried?
Leggings?
Yeah. Oh, man. They're skin tight and then.
Whoa.
Well, the shirts that are form fitting, there's no loose fitting shirts unless you're the Ken doll.
Yeah. And I think that Barbies, you know, when they were first made, maybe were made for like the age group of children who could actually get the clothes on and off without problems. But in like this day and age, Barbies are being used by much younger children.
Well, mm-hmm. and the Velcro is nice and easy, but it gets stuck while you're trying to put the clothes on, or it clings to something else. So that gets frustrating.
Yes.
Yeah.
My dolls had snaps. Some of them had the buttons on the clothes, but
yeah,
it was easier to put on unless the snap fell off, and then you just found tape and taped it on. And
exactly.
It was all good. Yeah.
I think that the purpose of Barbie play has changed a lot too. Just like you said, with younger and younger kids playing, because mm-hmm. they were originally designed as a living paper doll.
Oh.
And this, mm-hmm. like, the whole purpose was make cool clothes / get cool clothes and dress them up like a doll. Like a paper doll, mm-hmm. like you'd play with a paper doll. But now I feel like Barbies are used much more in a full immersive play environment where the Barbie has the play role.
Right.
And they have a whole life and they have a home on the couch. And it's not just like, oh, and that doll is so pretty. Now your Barbie is a ninja and your Barbie is a superhero and your Barbie is Batgirl.
Yeah.
And I think some of it is the social media is so easy. I mean, the TV shows that are out there to go along with the dolls, not just mm-hmm. Barbie, but some of the Bratz or My Scene dolls. I don't know if they have those ones still.
What did you say? My Scene?
My Scene dolls, yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
That's what my daughter had.
Really? Weren't they like?
They were the better version of Bratz. They weren't so slutty looking. She could have those, but not.
Yeah.
Yeah. But.
Okay. I have to bring this up because we might have to watch this later. Have you watched the new Barbie Life in the Dream House on Netflix? Barbie cartoons that are new?
No.
Hilarious. I'm not even kidding you. I laugh my way through them because it's such a pun on Barbie. I'm sure that Mattel or something has something to do with it. Isn't Barbie a Mattel toy?
Yes. Yeah.
But the things that they do are so funny. We have to watch one tonight. It's really funny.
Like adult funny? Like
adult
legit funny,
funny? Yes.
Wow.
Legit funny. So you talked about how your Barbies were never naked when you were little.
Right.
And my Barbies were lots of times naked. But when I was a little girl, we used to actually like torture our Barbies. It was a total like power play, death thing that kids play in lots of different ways, but we played that, like we'd tear their heads off and tear their arms off, like dismember them. I know, it's really weird and creepy, but I don't do that to people now. And
well, that's good. You got it out of your system.
Yeah. So it's just, that's how we played with our Barbies when I was little. And that was, I would say, like first, second grade.
I remember playing with Barbies up until like seventh grade even.
Yeah.
With my sister, we'd have Barbies. We combined paper dolls and Barbies and make construction paper food for them.
Ooh.
Yes. We had an elaborate thing spread out in my sister's room. I don't remember cleaning it up, but I remember the disgusted look on my mother's face because it was all over the place. Mm-hmm. And my Barbies were always dressed also.
It wasn't that they had to be dressed. It was that it just never, like, why would it be naked?
Really?
Yeah. To me, dressing up the Barbies like getting ready for the day. Same thing as me getting dressed. I would never go to the grocery store naked. Why would my Barbie go to the grocery store naked?
Oh.
I think I had imposed those social rules on my Barbie.
Mm-hmm. So for a young child, now Tasha, we talked about this before we started recording about how it's probably not an anatomy thing, but I think it is in some.
I think
it could
be
an anatomy
it
thing,
might be, but for others, it's just
not
they're
noticed.
They're not ready to have them dressed yet.
Right.
They're fine with them being naked. They haven't put any social stigma to it.
Yeah.
They're just not dressed.
Well, and I think it's some families maybe don't talk about anatomy openly. And so to be able to see a Barbie that actually has boobs and like butt cheeks is like fascinating for
some
children.
Have you ever seen those like real babies that they have. I think they're Waldorf, I want to say.
Babies
that have all the real parts.
Real parts.
Yes.
My friend sent me a great Snapchat. She didn't realize she had ordered these babies. And it's just like, here's this real butthole on a baby that you can actually, like, it has a hole.
So what are our thoughts on that? Since we're talking, would you have that in your ECE program? Anatomically correct babies? Or do you not want to go there at that age?
I wouldn't. I think that's the parents' responsibility to talk about it.
Yeah.
I mean, if the kid was interested, I don't need to have an anatomically correct doll in the environment for that. And it's not meeting a need, technically.
Yeah.
You can talk about it. Use the correct verbiage for it.
Right. I think that's important.
You don't need to.
Yeah,
you have one. That's fine.
Right. Mm-hmm. So if it comes up in conversation, yes. And if you have a baby doll in your program and they say, well, where's its butt? And because it doesn't have a butt, or where's its penis? You can just say, oh, these dollies don't have that.
Yeah, they're dolls.
They're dolls.
Yeah.
So I think for some kids, if it's not talked about like freely and openly, then maybe the Barbie becomes the, oh, look it. This is what somebody looks like without clothes on.
Yeah, or it could go the other way where it's such a stigma at home that you don't talk about it and you always wear your clothes and you dress your dolls.
Yes.
So it might be like a fascination more so because they get to be naked at school.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The dolls.
The dolls. Yes, the dolls, not the kids. Sorry.
So what about naked parties?
Naked parties.
I don't know where the granddaughter's mind goes sometimes. It's like, whatever, just
naked
fine.
Parties.
Yeah.
Naked party. I have a hypothesis about the naked party.
Okay.
Well, I guess it's more the nakedness, but it contributes to the party. Watching Rowan use the Barbie dolls, they are moving. It's like an action figure.
Right.
It's not, she's not just like holding it like a rod and walking it around.
Yes.
They are doing cartwheels, they are doing flips, they are doing sweet ninja moves, and I wonder if the clothing is restricting.
Right. It can't bend as freely
with
Barbie clothes on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you can't see the movements as well either.
Right, especially when she's like has a
legs.
Dress on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I start to wonder, when you think about typically gendered boys' action figures and toys that fill kind of that same dramatic play role, they rarely have clothes.
Or they're built on clothes.
Yeah, they're like a whole uniform that's, you know, it's like part of the plastic molding is the Batman outfit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They have started making Barbie dolls with swimsuits that are molded on.
Oh, yeah,
so the
they
doll
do.
Is never
naked.
Actually
a never
naked.
Nude? There are dozens of them.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to throw in that Arrested Development joke.
I totally didn't get it. I don't even know what that is.
Oh, you'll have to watch it.
I'm an OMM, Old Midwest Mother.
OMG, really? I know.
OMG. And Tasha's the Old Midwest Grandmother.
Yes.
She's the OMG and I'm the OMM and Tiffany's just the hipster.
He's the hipster, yes.
The token hipster.
So, did we beat the Barbie topic to death?
I don't know.
Do we have more to say?
Do we have more to say about Barbies?
I had everything on my list I addressed.
I didn't make a list today.
No, I had to ask you about what you did with your Barbies, and you covered that, so I didn't have to bring it out of the closet or anything. So.
Right. So tonight we need to watch the Barbie show on Netflix.
Are they geared for children?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I mean, they're okay for kids, but it's just the humor is funny.
From adults' perspective, it's just totally
I laugh. I laugh out loud with them. LOL. OMG.
Not LOM.
FAO. Oh, is
oh,
that
LMAO. Yes. Hang on. I had to say the words in my head.
We're keeping it kid friendly here, guys. Okay. So we stopped and we were like, yeah, that's all we had to say about Barbies. And then we immediately said a million more things that we had to say about Barbies. And I want to know, Kristen and Tasha. Mm-hmm. Should Barbie have a layer? Should she have clothes on that stay on just like action figures do so that you can play with her like an action figure? Or does it not matter that she's naked? What does that have to say about our sexuality and the state of our nation? Where it's okay if Barbie's naked all the time, but G.I. Joe never has to strip down.
Right. I've never thought about this. And I know that at my home, I have 4 children. Only one of them plays with Barbies at the current time. And we have a mix of Barbies that have the bathing suit that's permanently attached. Those are the cheaper ones, though. If you've ever gone in the Barbie aisle, the ones that have the permanent swimsuits or like the little, it looks like a leotard that's part of their tutu. Those are like the $5 Barbies. And they don't have the posable legs. They're just the plastic hard legs.
Oh, see. The granddaughter has. She has posable legs. She's not the little.
She has a swimsuit?
She has a swimsuit.
Oh, she does.
Yes. The great grandma bought it for her, so.
Okay, so maybe I'm mistaken on that then. So, the Barbies at our house, the ones that don't have, they have like the hollow plastic legs, the cheaper $5 Barbies, or the ones that you get the day after Thanksgiving that are like the $2 Barbies.
Yeah, you can hold it up to the light and see through its legs.
Yes, yeah. So, we have those. Those don't get played with as much as the ones with the solid, posable, bendable legs, the ones that you can like, you can like physically feel the snapping of their leg as you bend it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you can do so much more with them. Right. Yeah, I remember getting the cheaper, they were like $2 or $3 when I was little, the hollow legged ones and stuff. And
yeah,
they weren't as much fun. They didn't feel right either.
Right. Mm-hmm. So back to the swimsuit thing. If they had the permanent swimsuit, would that, I don't know, what would the purpose be?
Would it make it, they read things into the Barbie, you know, with the measurements and everything and how people want to be like Barbie or look like Barbie.
Right.
Would it make it you more ashamed of your body if it was closed when she got totally naked with the swimsuit on? Would you feel like you should be clothed all the time?
I don't know. I guess it totally depends on the kid, the family situation, the child, the parents' views on nakedness or sexuality. So it would totally depend, I think, on your family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that is a good point.
Yeah.
Or would the Wonder Woman...
with the Wonder Woman where you took off the clothes and she was Wonder Woman underneath and it was permanently attached because trying to get that top part to stay on.
Tube tops never work on Barbies.
Well, yeah, no.
Or on like humanity humans, in general.
No. Unless you duct tape it on, double side sticky tape, and it doesn't move anywhere. But
yeah.
But I think some action hero ones, that would be kind of.
Yeah.
Cool.
That would be kind of cool. Yeah. She-Ra, did you ever have She-Ra, Princess of Power?
I did not, but I know her. Yeah.
I had like her and her posse.
Chitara would be cool.
Little action figures. And she had like the permanently attached or, you know, painted on leotard thing, but then had like the cape and boots that could come on and off. I loved her. She was one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
That might have to be an eBay lookup to see if I can get She-Ra.
Yeah.
Action figure.
It does sound like a good endeavor.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm thinking back to what you said.
Yes.
It takes me a second sometimes to come full circle.
Right.
Would having an action appropriate outfit for Barbie tell women that they can do more than just dress up in a pretty dress and stand there?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
There are two sides to this coin, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because, like, does Barbie have workout gear that she can just wear and be flexible in?
I'm sure.
It'd be hard to get on, probably.
Yeah.
It'd be skin tight.
Be one of the ones where you get the baby powder out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Barbie.
Yeah.
I think for me, I feel like, I don't know, I address a lot of these things with my kids. So, like, sneaking around and having their Barbies getting it on or taking all their clothes off so they can see what a naked person looks like, that's not an issue in our household. So maybe that's why Barbies are just not as, like,
central.
Yeah. Maybe that's why it's not a huge deal. And, like, I don't read into any of the Barbie and her proportions and how if she was a real woman, this is what the real woman would look like. And I don't read into any of that.
She was just a doll I played with.
Yeah,
you know,
me
Ken
too.
Came by or, you know, you had, I didn't have Skipper though, but.
I didn't either.
Oh,
but I had a
Skippers were my favorite because she got to wear cute shoes.
But my favorite
Ken doll.
And
they stayed on.
They stayed on. She could stand up by herself with her flat feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Barbies
I'm much
are like
more a Skipper.
Heel feet. They're like tippy toe. I liked the Ken doll that had the plastic hair, not the
not the
real hair.
Oh, the creepy Nick Lachey hair.
Like stick up.
It
so
never
gross.
Laid down. Then you tried to cut it, and it just looked worse.
Ooh, yes, yeah. Then you saw the little hair
they're
follicles.
All like little plugs.
You went for the cheap job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So we don't. I never read into that, and my kids don't either, but. If something's forbidden or made trivial or...
or if you play it up more,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're just playing. And mm-hmm. then you read something more into it and bring something up, then their brain starts thinking in different ways. And
right.
It's
so maybe we just need to leave Barbie alone. Just let Barbie be.
Just let their play happen.
Yeah.
If you see something that sends up, I don't know, your spidey sense tingles, then... maybe pay attention a little bit more and then go, mm-hmm. oh, never mind, and go back to what you were doing.
But right. But that's with any, like, doll play or imaginative
play,
character
really.
Play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to be just Barbie.
No.
Right.
No.
But I think the question just came up because Rowan in the pod kitchen was playing with naked Barbie on the table. And that's where the question came from. So.
Oh, yeah, and she was just taking care of the smaller Barbies. So.
Yeah, she was. She was the mom. She didn't. Yeah. Rowan didn't even notice that she didn't have clothes on.
Yeah.
Until we said something.
No. And it hasn't been until recently that they really haven't gotten dressed. Because mm-hmm. they used to change out their dresses and stuff. But now. It was usually dresses. The pants and the shirts are.
Hard.
Oh. And then they take it off and it's like they're real clothes. They're inside out. And one stays in. And it's like.
They've melted
in a pool
on the
floor. But then like to try to get
the
Barbie's pants from being inside out to right side out. It's like you can't even stick your finger in there.
And
get
I don't need to work on my fine motor
in.
Skills with the doll clothes.
Oh my goodness. Oh Barbie.
Well, yeah. Oh. I remember using chopsticks with my daughters. And
in a Barbie world.
Life in plastic.
It's fantastic.
So would you say we're all pro Barbie? I feel like this can be a heated thing.
I'm okay with Barbie.
I'm fine with her.
I'm also fine with her.
Yeah.
So.
I like the new Barbies. Have you seen the new Barbies?
No.
All the different shapes.
Yeah.
And,
all the different. That's where I do get hung up on Barbie is that she is a very idealized Caucasian view
right.
of beauty.
Well, and also in the marketing, because Barbie wasn't selling well anymore, so they had to find other ways to generate money. Mm-hmm. Which is, I mean, it's nice to see that they're broadening their horizons.
Right.
Barbie with short hair?
Oh. Barbie short?
I need to go through the Barbie aisle and guess.
Yeah.
Look at this.
I think they just
look really fun to play with to me.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been through a Barbie aisle for a while.
I haven't either. Maybe we need to go on a field trip.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. That'd be fun.
On a Barbie aisle field trip.
We'll record live from the Barbie aisle. I see a lot of hollow legs.
that's like a stocking stuffer when I was a kid. You know, I was like, oh, just fill it up and I'll stick this Barbie in there. Yeah. The clothes went on easier.
Mm. Well, the ones with the plastic see-through hollow legs, their legs are slipperier.
Yes.
So it's easier to get clothes on those than the ones with the more tacky.
Yeah, they have that
solid
leg covering that feels like real skin.
Like that you can bite and make teeth marks in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. I just remembered way the worst, naughtiest thing I ever did with a Barbie.
Did a Barbie.
No, I did not buy a Barbie.
Oh.
I had a rollerblading Hawaiian Barbie.
Oh.
I think her name was, I don't remember her name. She had really long black hair that was like beautiful to me. And she came with rollerblades that really sparked.
Oh.
And the whole thing was you could like roller skate down the sidewalk and she really roller skates. But what it was like the in the rollerblades, they were blades, sorry, not skates. There was like this flint thing. It was basically the top of a lighter.
Oh.
And so if you put paper inside of it, you could light the paper on fire.
Oh, my gosh. They sold that?
They sold that, and we lit a bunch of stuff on fire.
With Barbie's
roller blades. Well, how awesome
that
for you guys to figure that out.
That is so cool.
Look what I can do.
We totally need to go on, like, an eBay quest for some of these things and get the rollerblading spark-firing Barbie.
I still have it.
You do? And
does
I need
she
to
still
get
spark?
The peaches and cream.
I don't know. I haven't pulled her out in a while to light. I haven't needed her to light any campfires lately.
Oh, wait, guys. Let me get my Barbie. Get this fire started.
Oh. And it was, you couldn't just, like, you had to, like, roll.
Oh, to get some good friction
going.
Yeah,
you really had to, because it was on a one of the wheels.
Oh, my goodness.
So you hit the right spot.
Mm-hmm. There's technique involved.
Oh, Lord.
And how was your technique?
Katie was better at it than I.
So the big question is, since we're all okay with Barbie, would you be okay with Barbie in your early childhood education program?
Yes.
You would let Barbie in? So if we're talking family daycare, because you guys did family daycare for like 10 years in your home.
Yes, we did
Barbie. Longer than 10 years.
And center.
It was 10. And we did center before that. Yeah.
So. And did you have Barbies in the center?
I got to remember back that far. Yes.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean kids bring their Barbies in, or does that mean that you have a Barbie area?
A Barbie bin.
The Barbies were in with the dolls, but kids would bring their own also. It's whatever they were interested at the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So how about you, Tiffany?
I am very on the fence with this one for some reason.
Me too. Wow. I know.
Wow.
I feel like Barbie directs play in a very specific way.
Mm-hmm.
But is it any different than a bin full of animals or a baby
doll?
Right.
Right. That's a good point. My first initial reaction, thinking about the question, is no. I'm not going to have Barbies. We're a nature-based program. A lot of what we have is like nature-y, and the people that we have, well, we have like a lot of the little peg wood people, mm-hmm. but we also have a bin of people that we bring out sporadically that are like the career people, and then the families that are different ages and different colors of skin.
Do their clothes come off?
Their clothes don't come off. But we also
no naked
have,
parties at your school.
We have dolls, but not anatomically correct dolls. We have baby dolls that clothes they can take the clothes on and off of, and those are out all of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So they get that. If that's what you're looking for in the Barbie doll is the changing of the clothes, we can do that with Barbies.
Or the babies?
The babies, not the Barbies.
One of those B words.
Yeah, it's only one letter separates.
Mm-hmm.
So my first initial reaction is no, I wouldn't, because I think that it would direct the play more than what I want it to in our program.
Well, coming from your program perspective and what you do, being nature-based, yeah, ours weren't nature-based.
Right.
So.
Yeah. But then I'm like, okay, so I let my own kids at home play with Barbies, and I'm okay with that, so why wouldn't I be okay with Barbie play at preschool?
Yeah. I think it's the same way that I feel about action figures.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any action figures. And I don't know why.
We don't either.
I think that in my mind it directs
the
play.
Take that back. We brought in a ton of army guys a couple weeks ago because the kids are like playing army everything. Everything is like army military. So we brought it in for kind of like small world play. at the Play-Doh table. So we added it. It was some, we were looking for something to add to the Play-Doh that week. And so I said, let's bring in Army guys and just see what happens. So I went to Goodwill and bought a couple big bags of Army guys and fighter jets and all those things. And like, it's been really cool to watch the play that happens. I might do an experiment, put Barbies in. And just see what happens.
Just see what happens.
Barbie might go on an adventure outside.
Maybe.
Yeah. I immediately am thinking of a girl in our class made a working zip line.
Oh.
But she didn't have, she kept trying it out and she couldn't, it wouldn't support her. It would have supported Barbie. And that would have been so cool.
Yeah.
Is so, there, here's another thing. Would you put in just like the name brandy Barbie, or would you look for a better middle road? Just knowing our family population, I feel like there are some people that would be, that are very anti-Barbie.
Right.
And this is not actually knowing if these families are anti-Barbie, but just from knowing their perspectives on other things.
Right.
And is it just it the word Barbie?
Yeah.
That they're opposed to, but not the doll itself?
Yeah.
So maybe a different type of a doll that's more...
Or don't call it Barbie. Say we just added some new dolls
yeah.
to the environment.
Exactly. And not use the term
and
Barbie.
Yeah. And they might say, well, it's a Barbie. But we're not using that word. It's because it's a branded thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a stigma with the brand Barbie.
Oh, man. My brain gears are turning so intensely right now. Does the Barbie play fulfill a different type of play role than baby doll play, animal play, role play?
Well, right. It does, I think.
Well, yeah. I mean, going back to the social media thing, there's more things out there like the Barbie show that you were talking about for the kids to watch, so they draw on that. But the boys get that from the action figures, too, from Batman or Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Because they're only played with in that certain way.
Or the
Furbies, even. Furbies, is that what
Furbies.
I want? There's another animal. Anyway.
Calico critters, those are my favorites.
But if there's a show that you can watch to go along with it, then that's what they're going to play with it. But there's not many just baby doll shows out there.
Yeah.
You get that more from the home environment, you know, if some relative has a baby and or you visit it. Someone who had a baby.
Right. So as long as it's not attached, because that's one thing in our program, we don't have anything that's like commercially, nothing that's tied to anything commercialized. So that would kind of go against a little bit our philosophy on that if we all of a sudden entered in this commercialized Barbie. But if we could find, like a middle of the road thing that's still a Barbie with hair that can be combed and
not see-through legs, but they can do the clicky sound.
Yes. Yeah. And they can dress them. It would be really interesting to see where the play would go versus just the plastic people that don't move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or the little wood people with no faces.
And I would want to have boys too.
Yes.
Oh, definitely.
It's like families.
Yeah. I'm fascinated. What would the boys do with the boys?
I don't know. It's just an experiment.
Gosh, I want to do this so bad.
They might. You might.
They might not even care.
Yeah, they might not even notice it. Of course, you might have that one. We had one, Dalton, who was more into the dolls, and his favorite color was pink. So,
Yeah.
And like to wear high heels.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're gonna put this. This is how I'm going to do this.
Yeah,
I'm going to find some dolls as soon as we get off air here, and I'm going to order them, and I'm going to put them into our program. And so we'll probably wait to air this episode until the end of the month after we've had the new dolls in our environment for a month, and then we can pod about the experiment and how it went.
I love it. I want to do the same.
Okay. Let's do it.
Just plop them in there.
We're going to plop.
Yeah.
If you have Barbies at your program and you're listening right now, please send us a message. Contribute to this conversation. We want to talk to you.
Yes.
We'll give you a call.
Yeah.
Because I want to hear all about it.
Yeah.
Or if you're like, I would never, ever put Barbies in my program and this is why.
We want to know.
And you have a reason much better than my, like, I don't know, it feels kind of weird reason. I want
to
hear why.
Data to print that right up. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad we made everybody think a little bit deeper about Barbies.
Yeah. This is our third exit. Fourth exit. Thanks. Right. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. What would you do?
What?
Ready? for what would you do? We shake our shoulders when we say that. You can't see us, but both Tiffany
it's
and
cute.
I shake our shoulders.
Shaking them.
What?
We're shaking them. Well, I was going to ask, what's the worst thing you've ever done to a Barbie?
Oh.
Because I don't think people remember or think about Barbie play in this way.
Like, what's the word? Mine was dismembering them, tearing their arms and legs and heads off, and then hanging their heads from a noose. Like, from
the ceiling.
Oh, you're
really evil.
I know.
Johnny quartered in.
I think I probably even, like, used it as a, what are those, when you put pins in?
A voodoo doll.
Yeah. I think I stuck some pins in her head.
Well, I stuck pins in my doll, my Barbie's head, but it was for earrings.
Oh, no. Mine was for torture.
Yeah.
I'm hanging out just so far so they were dangly.
Ooh.
No, the worst I did was I had a Pretty in Pink Barbie doll. Big 80s thing, yes.
Mine was the Peaches and Cream.
Yes.
And they actually had the Peaches and Cream revival, like 1985, whatever it was. Peaches and Cream Barbie doll a couple years ago at Walmart, like the special edition.
Did you get it?
I didn't, and I really wish that I would have.
Oh,
man.
See, mine was the Malibu Barbie, my first Barbie.
Really?
Yes, but then her one arm got loose, so you couldn't pose her anymore. Oh. It just kind of spun. Then they came out with a revival, and my mommy got it for me for
really?
My birthday.
Oh.
She's still in the box, though.
I was going to say, how old are you when you received your second Malibu Barbie for your birthday?
I'm in my 30s.
I love it.
What's the worst thing you've ever done to a Barbie?
We weren't into the torture Barbie situation. We were
not very many people.
No,
were.
I never cut Barbie's hair.
Oh,
I wouldn't brush.
That was a good one.
Yeah,
cutting hair.
Yes. I cut my Barbie's hair.
Nah. I never once did that.
And then I blew dry it and her face turned red. So you don't blow Barbie's hair. Don't blow dry Barbie's hair.
Oh, I never drew on them. I had friends that like would put makeup on with markers and stuff. And I was like, no. My type A was not having any of that.
Right.
But we did understand where babies came from. And when we were a little bit older, because I also played Barbies until I was in like sixth grade.
Yeah, I did too. Why do people do that anymore?
Know.
Like my daughter Sailor's a fourth grader.
Because
she
it's
does
the push down of
it is.
Yeah.
I know.
There's a technical name, but it's not coming to mind. But
I feel like all the coolest Barbie doll play that I'd ever did was in sixth grade when we like built an elevator.
Oh yeah.
For Kevin's bachelor pad.
Well, of course.
Yeah. It had like a working pulley system. I wouldn't be able to do that when I was four.
No.
So
anyway, so the worst thing that we ever did, our Barbies, they'd have to lay together overnight. So it was like time for everybody to go home. Well, we need our Barbies to reach the next level of family planning for tomorrow because we have, they're going
to
have twins.
So
they have to lay together in bed overnight. Sometimes.
Okay.
If my friends did it, they were naked, but my Barbies were never naked, as we learned. It was just like not.
Going back to Ozzy and Harriet, the twin beds.
Yes. Also, I learned that it was not as weird when Grandma found clothed Barbies sleeping. But if they were like naked embraced in bed, there were some eyebrows raised.
Yes.
Yeah.
Barbie, this is fun reminiscing about Barbie play.
Barbie play.
So, there. Now you can reminisce about all those times.
Mm-hmm.
You either tortured your Barbies or had them lay naked together or had a naked party.
Or just played normal in quotation marks. Because
obviously I played a little weird with my Barbies, I guess.
Or the right way in quotation marks.
All right, well, Tiffany.
Well, Kristen and Tasha,
it's been fun.
See you next time on Q&A with
T&K.
This has been Q&A with T and K. Thank you for listening. From serious to silly, Tiffany and Kristen are eager to answer your questions. Just email them to q4tnk@gmail.com. That's q4tandk@gmail.com. We'll be back next week with another episode. music by Kurt Pearsall, Tiffany's sweet, sweet hubby.
This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production.
Oh.
Hey, you want to support all the Upstairs Studio podcasts? It's as simple as this. Use our Amazon link when you shop Amazon. We get a small percentage of what you spend. You don't pay any extra. You get your stuff from Amazon. Everybody wins. Where do you find the link? Well, it's on the Explorations Early Learning app. You can find it on the Explorations Early Learning website. And if you don't find it in those places, just get a hold of Jeff on Facebook or via email, and he'll hand deliver it to your inbox. Thanks for your support. Bye-bye.